studying God's Word that we might abound in grace. This is Abounding Grace. Join us. Again, welcome to the broadcast. Abounding Grace is the name of the program. Our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon, takes us to God's Word each and every day here on Abounding Grace with a few moments of encouragement and exhortation from God's Word. Make it a point to join us today as we study God's Word that we might show ourselves approved, encouraged in Christ, growing in our walk with Him. Here now, from United Reformed Church of Linden, our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon, with this edition of Abounding Grace.
Well, thank you for joining us here at Abounding Grace on this Christmas Day, a day of celebration where Christians around this country are celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so families are gathered together today, the giving of gifts. We, of course, have a service here in a little while at 10 o'clock at the Linden United Reformed Church. If you're sitting around and don't have a place to go, why don't you come worship with us today as we will hear a message from the Word of God about the birth of Christ. But as we take a few minutes to reflect upon the birth of Christ today, we think about this time of year. It's a very interesting time of year. While Christians cherish the opportunity to again reflect upon and think about the wonderful truth that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took our flesh and came into this world to save sinners, it does seem at this time of year debates rise as to what is appropriate anymore in the celebration of Jesus' birth. Secularists rage over the word Christmas. Debates flourish about how far this can be taken into the public square. It just seems like this time of year becomes a golden opportunity to fuel the fire against Christianity all the more. We live in an anti-Christian world that seems to be tolerant of everything other than the message of Jesus Christ. But in some sense, I guess we certainly have not helped our own cause of the gospel. I was watching a news report the other night, and it was entitled, "What is a Christian? Where do you fit?" And sadly, my friends, that title speaks volumes because it recognizes that Christianity today is so disjointed and so divided that it's hard to tell what we're after or what our purpose is anymore. And surely then, we're not going to present anything by way of hope to the world if we don't know what we're united upon. In the program, of course, on the news, they highlighted all these subsets of Christianity in the land and all these different movements with all the different emphases that each group has. They highlighted, of course, the health and wealth message that's out there, where one pastor said the Word of God is the gateway to the world of wealth. So there's the mentality that if you're a Christian, you're going to get rich. There was, of course, the seeker movement that also was highlighted. There was a movement of a younger group in our country of people worshiping, but really their focus is on the causes of environmentalism. There was another couple that was highlighted on this couple that on this show that wanted to reject the old creeds and confessions of the Christian church. And of course, they went into a church that denies any creeds and therefore denied the divinity of Jesus Christ. My point of raising all of this is that after I watched this program on CNN, the question was asked, what is Christianity? Where do you fit? And I had to say, in what was presented, nowhere, because the most important thing was missing, the gospel, Jesus Christ, the emphasis upon Him saving sinners. It was very telling to me, and a very terribly sad commentary, that the world recognizes at this time of year, when we are supposed to be celebrating that which is most important to us as Christians, Christians in America do not even know what we are unified upon or what we should be standing for. My friends, it is a divided Christianity. When I open the Bible, the focus is not environmental. It's not seeking our own health and wealth. It's not throwing down our creeds and confessions. But my friends, it's about holding fast to everything we believe about this God-man, Jesus Christ, who came to seek and to save that which is lost. and to do all in our power to let the light of Jesus Christ shine forth from us in a unified way to this world, showing them that Jesus binds our hearts together. He is our cause. The advancement of His glory is our passion. The diffusing of Christian joy in Christ to a lost world so that in hope they might be brought under Jesus's kingly rule. You see, if the world takes an opportunity to slander Christianity as a religion without any identity, because that really is what it's become, at least in the U.S., then we need to again take up our battle cry at this time of year that Christianity and even Christmas is all about Jesus. The Christmas story is Him. And it is the fullness of the divine design of redemptive history telling us that all of history, its entire focal point, culminates in the incarnation when Jesus comes and makes the glories of salvation a reality for us personally. If we're going to celebrate this rightly today, it's about looking at the whole plan of redemption. It's seeing the life of Jesus, not just His birth. It's not just sermons telling us how Jesus came into this world, but it's seeing God Himself act on behalf of sinners to assume their nature, to live a life that meets all the demands of the divine law, and to see this Savior impaled on the cross and then resurrected to release sinners from the cruel bondage that has passed to all of mankind through the horrors of paradise lost when Adam and Eve sinned. The celebration of Christmas, my friends, is a song of the life of Jesus and the redemption of His people through it. That's exactly what Mary, of course, did in Luke chapter 1 when she gives us this song of her deliverance. And it was not about a baby in a cradle. Isn't that interesting? Mary's song was not about that in Luke chapter 1. It was about the redemption of her God in Christ. Her Christmas song is one jubilant harp of many strings, telling and expressing with joy God's faithfulness and His redeeming arm of salvation to those who are lowly in heart. And if we look at the title of her song in Luke chapter 1, verse 46 through 56, I encourage you to read through that on this Christmas day. Her song is called the Magnificat. And what that means, of course, she says in verse 46, "And Mary said, 'My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for He has regarded the lowly state of His maidservant. For behold, generations will call me blessed, for He who is mighty has done great things for me.'" It's all about God and not about Mary, isn't it? If we really understand God's blessing, it drives us, you see, to greater joy and greater appreciation of God's work of redemption in our lives. It's no reason. Mary hears the announcement of the birth of Jesus in Luke chapter 1. "Then the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call His name Jesus. He will be great. And He will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give Him the throne of His father David, and He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of His kingdom there will be no end.'" And so Mary starts this beautiful song, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul declares great the Lord. It esteems highly, it celebrates Him." Mary recognizes just how blessed she is. But we see in Mary, my friends, today, I want you to think about this Christmas day. We see in Mary just what salvation looks like. She becomes representative of the type of every humble soul that Christ comes to save. Here is a woman with no social status. Here is a betrothed wife to a lowly village carpenter, poor in the ancient world, had very little according to the world standards of the rich. And the Lord knew in His wisdom just to whom to give this gift to, so that in no way would any of the glory be to her, but only to God alone. Now, what's happening in the heart of Mary? Well, what's being communicated to us today, my friends, is that in Mary's heart, when she had come to understand just how great God's blessings were to her, she magnified the Lord in her. She had come to understand just how great God's blessings were and how to live in light of them who really are lowly and weak in this world. It is then that the believer learns to express the kind of joy and appreciation that a humble servant of the Lord should show. It was Charles Spurgeon who once said, "We magnify the Lord when our conceptions of Him are always growing in our hearts. Our conceptions of His greatness, our conceptions of His love for us, our conceptions of what He has done for us as sinners." The Christian life, my friends, is one of constant magnification of Christ. And you see, that's what Christmas is all about. It's magnifying Him. If you were to go through this Song of Mary in Luke chapter 1, what you'll notice is that two types of hearts are outlined here. The proud of this world who don't think that they need Jesus. The proud who go through life thinking that they're satisfied with all that this world has to offer. The rich in their own rights and what they think they've done by their mighty power. But the salvation that Jesus brings, He brings to the lowly in heart. The salvation that Jesus brings, He brings to those who see and recognize their need for Him, who recognize it as sinners, that they are struggling and that they are in desperate need of a Savior to rescue them from the wrath to come. You see, the song of Christmas, what we celebrate today, is looking over the entire life of Jesus. Looking at the fact that God sent His only begotten Son to save and to rescue sinners. And looking that this child grew and that this child lived a life perfectly for us. And that this child went to the cross to release us from our misery. And that this child grew up and then as a glorious Savior was resurrected and now is seated and exalted and calls sinners to Himself. Life, my friends, is a long, dark tunnel. The more we walk through that tunnel as Christians, the more we see at the end is this great light. Our conceptions of that light become larger as we walk closer. You know you're growing as a Christian when His greatness and His glory and a comprehension of His amazing love is growing and becoming enlarged in your heart. Today then, as Christmas, you celebrate that. Remember what Jesus has done. And if you are not a Christian and you are celebrating this day, I don't know what you're celebrating. You must turn to Him and you must recognize that your whole life must be given to Him so that you might magnify Jesus Christ in your body. That's what Christmas is about. Receiving this great and wonderful gift of salvation and now sharing the joy of salvation to a lost world. May that be your purpose today in celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Well, we invite you this morning to our Christmas service at 10 a.m. at the Linden United Reformed Church. You may call us for directions 360-318-0429 or visit us on the web at lindenurc.com. May you have a wonderful day as we all celebrate together the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ.